If you have your Bibles tonight, find, if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 3, Romans chapter 15, and if you wanted to throw something in Proverbs, that's where we're going to end up. 2 Timothy chapter 3, Romans chapter 15, and then just go to Proverbs chapter number 1. We'll walk our way through. I've been praying as to what God would have us do on Sunday nights. And he has impressed upon me a direction surrounded around a word. And God gave me a word that I'd have been discovering and coming across a lot in the Word of God and a lot in my talking with people and reading. And he wants us to spend some time on the subject of learning. Learning. What a fitting subject as we go back to school. By the way, the kids that go to high school here, they go to school in the morning. And they have to start early, and then the rest of them go next week. But it's on us. And I've been looking and praying over this word learning. 63 times in the Bible, there's either the word learn, learned, or learning. I have in my study already accumulated about 20 different topics where the Bible just flat out says that we are to learn these things. And so I wanted to start taking Sunday nights now for a while and almost have a 101 lesson on the Word of God on these certain things and areas that we are to learn about. Learning is important, and learning ought to be part not only of our physical life, but of our spiritual life. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, it's a very famous passage for the last days, verse number 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, we know we are living in the last days. These would be the days of the church. These would be the days of the resurrected Lord Jesus. And we understand that we live in perilous times. There's a description of these times that proceed from here. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. There's a selfishness that it just dominates the last times. They're dangerous and they're selfish. There's covetous. There's boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Boy, if we live in a society today where children are disobedient, it's now. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Just turn the news on and you'll see lack of natural affection. Truce breakers. Nobody stands behind their word. False accusers. The world's loaded with accusation now. You don't really have to even be guilty. Somebody makes an accusation against you, and that's good enough. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. There's an intellectual pride. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now, you'll see that on a Sunday when you're driving to church. Here's a description of them, verse number 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The admonition to the churches, from such turn away. And by the way, just let me stop right here and just say a word. This passage here was written to the church. Be careful, be very, very, very careful about hanging around people, and one of the things we're going to learn about is who we should hang around, that have a form of godliness but deny the power. You may meet somebody in church, and in church you look at them and you think, wow, those are spiritual people, and those people love the Lord. And then you go out with those people or you hang with those people and you realize that their private life is different than per se their public life in church. Not on a judgmental level, and nobody's perfect, but you understand Be careful about the person that is all about form but lacks the power of God. Somebody who's one thing here and something else when they're away from here. Because even the admonition right here is, from such turn away. And I know this. You can usually spend some time around somebody and find out real quick if they love the Lord Jesus. And be careful about that. Verse number 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and they lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers or various lusts, ever, what's the word? Learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So one of the descriptions of the last days is that there will be a search and an intensity for learning, but never able to come to the truth. Now, he's talking here about, really and truthfully, an unsaved person, a person that's really inside the church as far as maybe in membership or maybe attendance, but they deny the power of God. And yet they're always learning, and they're always receiving information, and they're always doing this, but they're never able to come to the truth. We hear it a lot in our nation. You'll hear it if you watch Fox News or MSNBC or CNN. They will say, there'll be an issue. Let's just take abortion as an issue, or let's take gay marriage as an issue. And basically, some commentator will say, well, I'm glad this has come up, because we've all got much to learn about this, and it's time we have a national debate on this subject. Have you heard him say that? Shake your head, yes or no. Okay, well, listen, all debating ends at thus saith the Lord. So we have a generation of people in a world where the theme of the time is they're ever learning, but they're never able to come to the truth. That's a submission issue. That's a pride issue. That ought not to be true with God's people. But God's people are to be learning. Now, look at Romans chapter 15. Look at verse number 4. I want to show you this. Romans 15 and verse number 4. Paul here is writing. We're very familiar. We just finished this book on Sunday morning a few weeks ago. And he says, and as he's closing the book, in verse number 4 of chapter 15, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, that would be in the Old Testament, that would be the scriptures that were prior to this moment, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our, what class? Learning. Okay, so hang with me just a minute, I'm going somewhere. The world is ever learning, but they're never able to come to the truth. The reason they can't come to the truth is they don't submit to the truth. But to the believer, Paul says, now we have the Word of God, and what was written in the Word of God is for our learning. Now watch where learning will take you in verse number 4. That we, that's the church, the born-again child of God, through patience and comfort of scriptures might have, say it, hope. See, the greatest hope you can provide and enjoy is made possible by the learning that we have from the Word of God. So learning will lead me to hope. What kind of learning? Biblical learning. And if I'm going to have biblical instruction and biblical learning that's going to bring me to the position of hope, I can't be like the world today and refuse to submit to that. I must receive it. Now look what he says here in verse number 5. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind, one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is written aforetime is for our learning. What is written aforetime will lift high the Lord Jesus. As I learn God's word, it brings me to a position of hope, steadfastness, assurity. It's like when you do something for the first time, you always have a little bit of nervousness. But once it becomes routine, it becomes easy and it becomes simple there. So as I'm learning God's word, it brings me to this wonderful position of hope. And so I want to go through God's word and show you some specific things about learning. Let me say this right here and right now. You should be growing in your learning of God's word. You should. You should know more about God's word now than you did a year ago. And according to Romans 15:4, if my learning is growing, what else is growing? My hope. My hope. So as I'm growing in God's word and learning, I'm growing in my hope. I'm growing in my life. I'm growing in my strength. I'm growing in my courage. I'm growing in my stand. I'm growing in those things. And the people who aren't secure and growing in their hope are the children of God who are not learning God's word. Go to Proverbs chapter number 1. Let me show you how he develops this thought of learning. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 1. This is why the book of Proverbs was written. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. If you're a young man in this room, you should be reading the book of Proverbs. Pastor, what do you call young if you're under 100? Okay. See, the book was written, all you dads better look at this, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. If there's anything our youth need in this world, it's knowledge and discretion. That's what the book of Proverbs does. Now look at verse number 5. A wise man will hear and will increase what? Learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. So Proverbs says, if you're going to be a wise man will hear and he will increase in learning. So a wise man then is somebody who understands that he doesn't know everything. A wise man is somebody who understands that and he remains teachable. You know, sometimes people have this mentality, well, I'm not going to come to Sunday school because I know all the Bible stories. Listen, if you think Sunday school is just Bible stories, you have no idea what Sunday school is about. And sometimes we think, well, I understand all of this. And so we almost come to church sometimes if we're not careful with this mentality that I'm going to go, but really and truthfully, I already know everything the preacher's going to say. Well, let me tell you something. The preacher doesn't even know everything he's going to say. So Solomon says, a wise man will be teachable. He will understand that he doesn't know everything, and he will increase in learning. Now, this is what happens. Sometimes a child of God finds himself in a situation in the world where you believe something because you've heard it from this pulpit, or you've heard it in your class, or your dad or mom taught it to you. But you get in a work environment and somebody puts the screws to you, and they begin to challenge what you believe, or they begin to ask you to prove what you believe, and basically all you can do is tell them what you believe, but you can't back it up. That doesn't have to happen to you very many times, and you will either do one of two things. You will either shut up or you'll look it up. I'll either shut up or I'll look it up. And so, understanding, I don't want you to shut up. We ought to always be willing to give a word for Christ. But a wise man understands, listen, I don't know. I got to be teachable. I'm going to increase in this learning. And so when I run into things in life, It's not where I just take this, well, I don't, man, I'm searching it out, and I'm trying to find out what I don't understand. I may get confronted one time and not have an answer, but it ain't gonna happen twice. I'm gonna know. And so instead of my hope faltering, my hope grows as I'm patient and learning God's word. See, a wise man will hear. He will not turn a deaf ear. He's like Apollos in Acts chapter 18. He was a great statesman and a wonderful man, but he didn't understand everything. And so when it comes to our learning, if you want to be considered wise, you're listening for instruction and you're increasing in learning. Nobody ever reaches a stage where they do not have to learn. Nobody. Nobody. I ought to be able to walk to every one of you right now and say, give me a truth that God taught you this week. Think. Well, what did God teach me this week? Well, I don't know, Pastor. I didn't read my Bible this week. Well, what did God teach you in your prayer? Well, I don't know. I didn't pray this week. Well, what did God teach you about himself? I don't know. Well, see, I think if we're not careful, we're going to stop learning. But the Bible says a wise man increases in learning. If you understand that, say amen. All right, go to Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 9. He continues and develops this throughout this book of Proverbs. I preached long this morning. I got to get done early tonight. Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 9. In the context of how you deal with scorners, and how you do with the simple people and the foolish, in verses 7 and 8, as you reprove a scorner and you rebuke a wicked man, and then you reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee, rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Verse number 9 says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Why? Because he's teachable and he receives the instruction. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Now, a just man is referenced to a righteous man. All right? A just man is one that knows the Lord. And the Bible says when it comes to a just man, when you teach a just man or a righteous man, he's going to increase in his learning. See, a just man has the attitude that God's word is right all the time. And I was a little bit shocked today, and I went home and I told Beverly, I said, man, we had a great day, but man, was I surprised when I made the statement that you cannot believe in evolution and love Jesus Christ. I didn't hear very many amens. Maybe I said it fast. Maybe I said it in a foreign language. I don't know. I speak multiple languages. It just comes out sometimes. But it was like dead silence in here. Let me just reconfirm something so you understand. Romans chapter 1 says, they despised the Creator and worshiped the creation. You cannot believe in evolution and love the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe in evolution denies him of being God. Do you believe that? Amen. Okay, so we need to be clear about that. But a just man, a righteous man, you teach a just man, and a just man's taught the word of God, and he will increase learning. What does that mean? That means he hears God's word, he doesn't question it, he receives it. It's immediate acceptance. It's immediate, hey, God's word is right. I was going this way. God's word said I got to go this way. So I'm done with this way. I'm going this way. Oh, my goodness, Pastor, I didn't know that was in the Bible. But now because I do know it's in the Bible, I will immediately agree with it and apply it in my heart. Let's just be clear. Saved people love God's word. We love God's word. And so in our learning, you don't have to prove to me, to a just man, that's going to benefit me. See, we kind of make our decisions on learning on what's going to benefit me and what's not going to benefit me. And we kind of look at things sometimes and we say, okay, does this fit my ideology? Does this fit my life? Does this or not? No. When a just man is taught God's word, immediately he increases in that learning and receives it and makes it part of his life. And that ought to be the attitude of the church. Oh man, you know, I didn't ever know that that verse was in the Bible right there. But boy, now that I see that verse in the Bible, I'm going to immediately increase in my learning. And by the way, it's not necessarily a progression of obedience. Sometimes people say, well, Pastor, you know, I'm working my way up to this part. No, the best thing you can do when God reveals to you something in God's word that is going to increase your learning and instruct you and you're going opposite is to immediately humble yourself to that truth. If you take the progression way and little by little and this and that or whatever, there's so much room to be destroyed, so much room for Satan to get involved there. It is God's word. You can trust it. Amen or oh me. All right, so a just man increases in that learning. He's immediately obedient to God's word, and he will apply God's word to his heart and to his life. Go to chapter 16. Look at verses 21 and 22. Proverbs 16, 21 and 22. These are our last verses. A wise man will hear. He's teachable. He'll increase. A just man will immediately apply God's word, and he also will increase because of learning. Proverbs 16, verse number 21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life. That's why the Proverbs say, get understanding. It's a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of the fools is folly. Now watch verse 23. The heart of the wise teacheth his what class? And addeth learning where? Learning to my lips. Why would I have to add? Learning goes to your brain. Learning may go to your heart. What in the world are you talking about? Adding learning to my lips. Yeah, exactly. See, Jesus taught us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you know in your heart will come out your mouth. They used to say, what's down in the well will come up in the what? In the bucket. So you put the bucket down in the well, and it's going to bring up whatever's in the well. A wise man, as he increases in learning, puts learning in his lips. Out of his mouth is, thus saith the Lord. How do you know something? When you can communicate it. Now stay with me a little deep, but this will help you. Are you saved? You ever ask somebody, are you saved? Yeah. Are you born again? Yes. Tell me what that means. I'm not necessarily really sure. I've been a Christian all my life. Nobody's been a Christian all their life. And you ask people questions. And they can't, for me, when I'm asking their testimony, and they can't communicate what they believe. If you can't put it in words, you don't believe it in your heart. I didn't make that up. Jesus taught us that. So here's to the child of God. As the child of God increases in learning, a wise man, what did he say? Increases the heart of the wise, teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips, so that instruction comes out my mouth. I promise you, your hope in the Lord will grow tremendously when your lips can communicate what's in your heart. So I'm able to verbalize the learning. People that can't verbalize what they're learning really struggle. Really struggle that. We could start talking about the rapture of the church. Do you believe the church is going to be raptured? Can you verbalize what you believe? Do you believe that God is a triune God? He's three in one. Well, yeah, I believe that, Pastor. Can you verbalize that? See, you go to work and you learn a skill and you're good at that skill. So they bring in another guy. This is some rookie that they just hire. And they come and they see you and they say, now, listen to Tom. Tom's going to teach you everything and how to do this. And what they're doing is not only have I learned my skill good, but I'm able to verbalize what to do. And so then I'm able to show that I have a good understanding of what's going on here. And really and truthfully, if we were to measure the church, the measurement of your understanding is not how many services you come to or how long you've been a Christian. The measurement of your growth is what you can communicate. Addeth to your lips learning. So I found 20 subjects. Do you know that the Bible says we are to learn contentment? Can you verbalize contentment? Do you know that the Bible says that we are to learn to do well, that we are to learn to fear the Lord? It gives us all these things we're to learn. And what most Christians say is, Pastor, I know that. Well, if you know it, then it ought to be able to come out your mouth. And you will find that as learning comes in my brain and as I read God's word and it develops in my spirit, and when it comes up into my lips where the testimony of my life is, thus saith the Lord, then I've learned something. Then I'm strong in hope. If a person can't verbalize it, I may know I believe it, but I'm so weak because I can't get it out of my mouth. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a weak Christian. I want our church to be able to add learning to our lips. I love that. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and he addeth learning to his lips. And so we're going to embark on a series of learning. And I'm going to teach you some things from God's word. Hopefully you know some, if not all, or most of it. But I want God to do a work. And when you come and we take a subject and we learn and we go through God's word, I'm hoping as just people, we immediately apply it. And I hope that we have the heart of being teachable. So on next Sunday morning, when my lesson title is in the bulletin, Sunday night, learning how to whatever, I don't want you to think, well, I don't need to go because I already know how to do that. No, wise men will hear. You know, when you come to church, I hope you never sit and listen to anybody preach without praying first, Lord, speak to me today. Teachable spirit. Going to be a good series. Let's pray, and I'll let you go. Good and early. You need to put this one in your bank account because I'm going to need it later.